Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. I have a special offer for my listeners. You can get my new course at carriebutlercoach.com/Broadway Podcast.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
A penny who just couldn't stop the beat. Yes, with roller skates on her feet. A girl who loved to ease. A ghost is recently deceased. A real cool mom. Musical version of Tina Fey. Tina Fey. Now come with me and fly. I am your host, Miss Carrie Butler. Together you and I are breaking Broadway.
Hey, it's Carrie Butler. Welcome to Breaking Broadway. It's Mental Health Month, and something that I thought would be good for Mental Health Month would be hearing rejection stories. That may sound depressing, but I always find it really inspiring when people I admire, I know that they've been through a lot of rejection. I love reading about rejection stories. So I thought I would share some rejection stories with you all this month. So here's my rejection story. When I was 9 years old, I saw Annie and that was it. I knew I wanted to be an actress, and I begged my parents to let me audition for Annie. I went to the open call. They took me out of school, and I made it to the final callbacks. And, you know, when you start getting really close, you just can taste it. And then they did the cut thing where they would read off the names of these girls and then say, okay, and you guys can go. And I made a bunch of the cuts, but then I didn't make the final cut. So I was devastated. Cut to, like a year later, they were making the Annie movie. And so I got to audition for that. And I got to be put on tape. And then one day, I came home from school and there was a message on my answering machine. Beep. Yes, we're calling to tell you that you've been cast as one of the orphans in the Annie movie. So me and my family are screaming, jumping up and down. Then there was another message on the answering machine. Beep. Please disregard that last message. We dialed the wrong number. So that was devastating. But I'm still here. I made it. I never got an Annie. Still trying. But I didn't let that stop me. And then right after that, I got to perform in Young Stars, which many of you probably have heard me talk about before. That's where I met Seth Rudetsky. And we would perform all of these songs with all these kids who were in actual Broadway shows. A lot of the kids were in Annie, even like Sarah Jessica Parker started there or, you know, performed there. And we would get paid in ice cream sundaes. So that was enough to keep me going and keep me pursuing my dreams. So first up to share their rejection story is the incredible Constantine Maroulis, who I had the pleasure of performing in Rock of Ages with.
What's happening, world? It's your boy Constantine Maroulis here, that's right. I don't know, Tony-nominated star of Rock of Ages, your mom's favorite American Idol finalist. Carrie Butler, president of her fan club. Hello. So rejection has played a huge part in my life. I mean, where do I begin? I think probably most recently, the summer of 2019. We're talking, what, 6 months before the world shut down? I feel like I was up for every single project, right? Everything. Broadway, television, film, touring, rock and roll, this, that, the other. All these cool things were going on, right? But for whatever reason, I wasn't booking. I would get all the way down to the end. Oh, we're going to get an offer. We're going to get an offer. We never get the offer. Now, I'm living in New Jersey these days, so I drive in for most of these meetings. And that's fine. I don't mind at all. But often, you know, there's a lot of traffic coming home. So if I have like a mid-afternoon meeting, I'll hang out and, you know, maybe wait out the traffic. And I think maybe the stress of, did I get the job? Am I going to get the job? Whatever, let me go meet up with the boys at the bar. I'm not a big drinker. I found myself drinking a lot. I'm not a big smoker of the flower, but I found myself doing a lot of that. And with the vaping and the pen, it became so much easier. And I think those rejections and those letdowns, and even though everyone's telling you how great you're doing great, everyone's loving you, the feedback is amazing, you're getting all the way there, it's not about you, it's matching, you know, it's out of your hands, and every cliche they tell you, it was destroying me inside. It was just eating me away, and I was having so much self-doubt, and I feel like I was self-medicating. You know, I'm certainly no addict, but I feel like I was really leaning into alcohol and the flower to maybe escape. And then it's like, I got to drive home, you know, back to Jersey, back to my family. And this is not cool. What am I doing? Developed this sort of like weird cough, kept going to the doctor, getting tested for everything. She's like, you're fine. No infection. No, you know, your lungs are crystal clear. But I'm like, I don't know. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. So I was like, well, you know, no drinking, no flower. Give it a few weeks. Give it a few months. And frankly, it's been on the other side of 2.5 years, and I've never felt better. And I think that rejection allowed me to see that I needed to make a change in my life. I've never been more productive. I put out a record over the pandemic. I've been touring. I have a bunch of great projects I'm proud of and that I really believe in the works. And although I've had a great deal of rejection, we all have, from, you know, the American Idol days to my first auditions in New York to schools and whatnot, agents. Something about that summer of 2019 before the pandemic, I'm so glad I made that choice, that I was, you know, hip enough to what was going on with me, that I knew I needed to make a change. Because if I was leaning into that stuff during the shutdown when the sky was falling at first and, you know, one of my best friends was in a coma, I don't know. I don't know if I would have gotten through it. But that change I made because of the rejection was huge for me. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And that was late August or early September of 2019. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol or anything since. So, and I feel great. I really do. So I think for me, even someone that might seem to someone on the outside like, oh, he's got so much going on, I was really eating me up, and I knew I needed to make a change, and I did. And I feel so much better for that. And I'm grateful.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
So when I was doing this series, I reached out to Seth Rudetsky because he knows everyone and knows everyone's stories. And I said, who has good rejection stories? And he told me Ann Harada had a really good one. So next up is the amazing Ann Harada. We all love her from Avenue Q. She's also on many other Broadway shows, but now she's on the TV show Schmigadoon. I think that's how you say it. And I have a funny story after she tells her story.
I don't know if this is a story about rejection so much as it is a story about believing everything people say. It was the early 90s, and I had just moved to Chicago from New York City to live with my boyfriend, who is now my husband. I felt I wanted to pursue the relationship, and I would regret it if I didn't try living together. And I told my representatives I would fly back to New York City for any audition they felt was worthwhile. So we got a call from Cosby Mysteries, and they said, "There's a part that's just perfect for Anne, but the producers need to see her in person. If she walks through the door, she'll book the part." Okay, so I bought a plane ticket and I came back to New York. I walked through the door, I had a great audition, and I left with great confidence. The next day, they called and said they decided to go with someone else. They went with Austin Pendleton. Austin Pendleton. Really? He's over 20 years older than me. He's not a woman. He's not Asian. I guess we're both short. But come on, that is a big leap from Anne is perfect and she'll get it if she comes in. Well, years later, I finally met Austin Pendleton and I told him that story. And he said, "Oh, you would have been so much better."
So Anne is on Schmigadoon right now. When they were casting that, I got a call from my agents and they said they're doing this new show. It's a musical and they can't find the person for this part. And Lauren Michaels says, "We need someone like Carrie Butler." Would Carrie put herself on tape for this? My agent said, "If you get it, you're going to be flying out to California tomorrow. So just be ready. But, you know, you're really their top choice." So I put myself on tape for it. And I said, "You know, actually, who I think would be perfect for this part, Ann Harada." Cut to Ann Harada getting it. It's always fun when you know the person who gets your part. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more rejection stories coming up here on Breaking Broadway. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast and want more episodes, please take a second to rate it. Check out my website, Carrie Butler Coach, for more info on private coaching and teaching at schools. You can follow me on Instagram, CarrieButler1, and visit bpn.fm/Breaking Broadway for all ways to listen, follow, subscribe, hear past episodes of Breaking Broadway, and find out more information. Together, you and I are breaking
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.